Vayomer Yehuda lachom ma betza ba profit ma betza ki nahar nesachin v'chisin v'estema. What profit is there going to be to us if we kill our brother and we cover his blood? Okay, so betza means what profit? What profit? It's all about money. So Rashi says ma betza ma mamoin, what money? What money are we going to make out of this? V'chisin v'estema v'na'alim es misa, so we will conceal his death. Targum says, Va'amar Yehuda l'achayim mo mamoin nishane. What benefit will, what money will we derive benefit from? Arei if niktol yos achuna, if we kill our brother, unichase al dame, and we cover his blood, what profit will there be? Okay, pretty, now over here, what betza means money. Let's see what it says, the ma'atzari, because this is not a simple translation. Ma'betza means what benefit. And here in the Ma'atzari Pasuk Chavav, he has a whole long drasha. Let me read you what it says. Ma'mamon nishane lano. What money will come to us? Kaloimar, ezeu hanos mamon tiye lano. V'lulei mashmos Rashi, shatargum mefarish with betza to mean mamon, hoyinir loy mash unkelis mefarish kegro. Shabetza perusho hanoyo, benefit. Ulechein tirgim nishane lando, v'choysif mo'mo'mo'n, v'forish, sha'kavona hanoya kaspis. I don't know, a mo'mo'n humilo murkeves mo'atomone enoy klum. All right, I don't understand what he's saying. What he's saying over here is, all right, let's leave that. Money, what money is there? Unechase al dene covers blood. The kavanosa in alumis misos, when it says to cover does not mean literally to cover his blood. It means to cover, to conceal, a cover up. Nalumis misos, kmosheresh rashi, shavelo targim, nechase yos dame, velo kisu damamish, kilohoi misos behariga, ad sheyed sham dam, elo heshlich ashish. Hashlochosu labar, karbis shame hariga. There was no blood. See over here, there was no blood. What did they do? They threw him into a pit. They threw him into a pit, and what were they planning to do? They'll just let him sit in the pit and starve to death and be bitten by snakes and scorpions. There was no blood here. They threw him into a pit, and right now he's just in the pit. He can't come out. It's too deep to come out. So he's going to just starve. So there's no blood. So what then does mean the chisinu estemo? So the word the chisinu estemo cannot be taken literally. It has to be taken figuratively. All right, that's what it says. Okay, and what is over here in this sefer? On this pasuk, ma betza, ma mamon nishane lanochoch, yasim v'lo knesach acher nishane shiach shalom olano. Okay, ma mamon molano milas betza targum mamon kmosh targum sone betza. Ah, v'targumo lo yoilu lo yohoin. Okay, I'm not sure what that means over there. But there's another pasuk where it says the word betza, and that's by Dayanim. Dayanim are soine betza. Okay, next pasuk. Next pasuk says, "Luchu, let us go." Oh, we have over here a visitor. Who is this? Mayor Appledorf? That's who he is. 775. I think that's Mayor. We want to welcome to the Shia number 6775. Luchu, let us go.
I am unmuted.
You're unmuted, star six. Welcome aboard.
Uncensored.
Unfiltered. This session is being recorded for training purposes.
You know what? If you ever make a call and you tell the guy, I want you to record me now because I want to, you know, whatever.
Training purposes. This is only for, don't hold us accountable in court of law. This is only for training purposes. Not that we
right,
say here.
Right, which means only I want to record you, but you can't record me.
Okay, next passage. Next passage says, let's go to the Yishmael, let's go to some to the Yishmaelim. V'yadeinu al tivan, our hand should not touch him. Ki achinu v'yisreinu, because he is our brother, he is our flesh. V'yishmu echav, and his brothers, they listened. They listen. What should they do in Hilk Rashi over here? Rashi says, V'yishmu'u v'kabilu minei. Okay, and they listened. They accepted. They accepted his advice. The whole Shmir Shi Kabbalah Stavadim, Kagon Zeh, Kagon Vayishma, every time you hear the word Shmir Shi Kabbalah Stavadim, Kagon Zeh, whenever you hear the word listening, listening doesn't just mean to listen. Listen means to an acceptance. Shema Yisrael, accept upon yourself. You see, when you say listen, you know, sometimes someone tells you something, you listen. Do you agree? No, I don't agree. I completely disagree, but there's no purpose in arguing because you're not going to get anywhere. Just because you listen does not necessarily mean that you agree. Not at all. But sometimes when you listen, the word listening is used in an expression of agreement. Like over here, Vayishmu Echav, they agreed. They accepted. And Rashi says, Vekabilu Minei V'chol Shmiya Shehi Kabolas Devadim Kon Zechon Vayishmu Yaakov El Aviv. Yaakov listened to his father. He accepted his advice that he should go to Lavan to get married. Naaseh V'nishma. We will do and we accept. That's very interesting. It means Niturgam Nikabel. You see, that's not the way the average person translates the word Naaseh V'nishma. When you ordinarily translate the word Naaseh V'nishma, the word Nishma ordinarily is translated to Naaseh V'nishma, we will understand. We will understand. Just because you understand does not mean you agree that this becomes your mantra, this becomes your ideology. And Rashi, what you're saying is that sometimes it says Naaseh V'nishma, Niturgam Nikabel V'chol Shir Shmias Oizen, they listened. Okay, so here this is a great Rashi. We're learning here, our objective here is to learn Unkelis and Rashi. So over here, this Rashi is really on point because it's teaching us over here the word, telling us a very important word. It says over here, Vayishmu Echov. Vayishmu, the Targum translates Vekabilu Mine. Elsewhere, the Targum translates the word Vayishma to mean the word Ushimau, Ushimoas, Ushima, Shemia Kodomai. Every time the Targum translates the word Vayishma with a word that has also the word Shema, it does not mean to accept. It means to listen. Just to listen, to pay attention, and to listen to what is being said. When it says the word Vikabilu, as a translation of the word Vayishma, then the word Vayishma means acceptance. There is a world of a difference between these two translations. Okay, it was Kedai. That for me, that's a very important insight. That over here, you see the word, the same exact word, depending on the context, means something completely different. You can't go just take every single word and assume it means the same thing all over Tanakh. A word's definition depends on its context. Now we go to Pasuk Chof Ches. Vayavru anoshim midyonim soicharim vayimshichu vayalu es Yosef min abor. They passed. Anoshim men midyonim. Okay, from Midyon. They are soicharim merchants. Midyonim, Soicharim, Vayimshechu, they lifted. They pulled out, Vayalu, Vayimshechu, they pulled, Vayalu, they brought up, Es Yosef Menabar, Vayimkru, they sold, Es Yosef, Layishme Elim, Be'esrim, Kosef, 20 silver coins, Vayaviu, Es Yosef Mitzroima. Now this is a very confusing pasuk, because all the Mepharshim analyze. Let's see what is over here in the Hilkara Ashrash, Vayavu Anoshim Midyonim, Zohi Shayora Acheres. The Diach HaKosef Shenimkar Palm Harbor, the Yosef was sold multiple times. Yosef was sold multiple times. Vayim Shechu v'nei Yaakov es Yosef in Abar. Vayim Kiruhu la Yishmeelim. V'Yishmeelim, they sold him la Midyonim. V'hamidyonim la Mitzrim. Okay, so how many? And then the Mitzrim sold him to Potiphar. Rashi, I think at the beginning of the parasha, says that Yosef was sold four times. This is very machlokes, exactly how many times he was sold. Because here it says they were told, number one, to Yishmael, that's number one. Two, from Yishmael to the Midyonim, that's two. And then to Mitzrayim, and from Mitzrayim to Potiphar. Yosef was sold four times. Rashi says that in the beginning of the parasha. So here we have part two over here. Vayavu Anoshim Midyonim, this was a Shayor Acheres. Who was the first Shayor? Who was the first Shayor? Let's go back. Let's go back to Pasuk 25. Vayeshu lecha lechem vayisurim vayirvini orchas yishme'elim b'migilod. So what? This is a different one. And this one had, and then it says, another caravan came, midyonim soicharim vayimshu vayalu esim in the bar. It's very confusing what's going on over here. Who pulled him out of the bar? I don't know. The whole thing, I never understood. It's very confusing to understand exactly the whole sequence of events. Let's see the time. Time where it says, va'avadu givrei midyonoe tagore, merchants, unigidu they pulled, v'asiku they lifted, Yos Yosef min guva from the pit, v'zabinu Yos Yosef, they sold them la'aro vo'e. Okay, we learned that to the Yishmaelim. We learned that yesterday. The reason why Yishmael will call the Aravoe is because they live in an Aravo, a lowland. Or because the word Aravo comes from the word of Orev, a mixture. And the Yishmaelim, by definition, are people which are a mixture. They are a mixed multitude. Why? We had two reasons yesterday why they called a mixture. Either because they mixed with Bnei Keturah, their half-brothers, or their brothers. Bnei Keturah had six children, and they came from Hagar. So either Hagar and Keturah are the same person, and that means they're full brothers, they're a total of seven children, or Hagar and Keturah are different people, they have the same father, a different mother, and that makes them half-brothers. And therefore they're mixed amongst, they mingled amongst each other, or we learned Yodoy Ba'kol V'yad Kol Boy. Three explanations as to why the Yishmaelim are called Aravim, Arav A. Be'eshem kisaf, 20 silver coins of the I see you Yos Yosef leMitzrayim, and he was sold to Mitzrayim. You know, I need to get the sefer. Ever hear this mayor? Do you ever hear of the sefer? It's called Peshutoy Shel Mikra. You ever hear that sefer? I need to get it to understand the Peshutoy Shel Mikra of this pasuk, because I really don't understand what's going on over here. How to explain what it means? The previous pasuk. It said there was the Orchas, the Orchas Yishmaelim, but Megillah, Gemel, Masim, Nechoy, Shriv, Eloit. And here it says there were more buyers. So what's going on over there?
You can get it in Lakewood, in any store.
Yeah, I heard you can't get it anymore. I heard everyone obeyed the orders not to have it. It's very easy to obey this command. See, I went to someone's house in Shabbos, and he told me the shaitels, all the gedolim signed the lays shaitel. You know what the lays shaitel are? I have no idea what they are.
The lays shaitels.
So all.
Yeah, and the front is very thin.
So all the women did not listen. The rabbanim signed. They signed the shtar. Go burn it, and no one listened. When it came to the sefer, Shushal Mikra, oh, that was very easy. That everyone listened to. So is it because they held of the Rabbanim? Or is it because it's you know, you can get a PhD describing the psychology.
If Shushal Mikra was cost like a shekel, was cost $1,000, they also wouldn't listen.
It should be just the opposite. It should have been that the lay shekels should have been thrown in the garbage, and the Peshutto Shel Mikra, this should be a big fight. What's wrong with it? What's so wrong with it? But it's just the opposite. The lace shaitels, no one listened, but the Peshutto Shel Mikra in the garbage. This is very, very telling.
It shows to me that most of these people like what are Amaratsim. What is it? If someone tells you tomorrow...
All right, I didn't mean to have a kind of this. The shir is not about lay shaitels. It's not about Shushal Mikra and Vaita. This is a very hard pasuk. We need to pay Rish Rashi, and this pasuk Rashi is not giving us much interpretation. All right, let's go Vaita. That's next pasuk. Next pasuk is Vayashav Ruvin Ela Bar. Ruvin returned to the pit. Vayhinei Eini Yosef Abar. Vayikra Es Begdav Yirais Kriya. Rashi. What does Rashi say? Vayashav Yosef Ruvin Bimichiras Loha Yisham. Why wasn't he there when they sold him? You know why? Because that day was there when he went to serve his father. Isn't this amazing? Yeah, over here in this parasha, we spent 2 days on this. Yosef, Yaakov was punished because he spent 22 years away from his father. He was separated from his own son for 22 years. 22 years. And now we have another example of Kibud Av V'Em where Reuven was not present at the time of Mechiras Yosef because he was Oisek in Kibud Av V'Em. Now wait a minute, isn't this ironic? This is a Good Friday drasha. Isn't this ironic? Yaakov Avinu, the moment when the punishment began, how did the punishment, if there was one person that would have prevented this from happening, it was Reuven. Reuven was planning to save him. Reuven would not have allowed this to happen. And Reuven, what was Reuven doing at this moment in time? He was doing Oisek in Kibud Av. He went to serve his father at this moment in time. He went to serve his father, and punk, the moment when he is being Oisek in Kibud Av, this is what triggered the punishment of not being Oisek in Kibud Av for 22 years. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that a very significant point? You see, it was kedai to come to the shir tonight, for me at least, just to have that appreciation. See, if I would say to learn myself, I wouldn't learn. You need to learn with people to bring out certain points. You need to fight with people. You need to fight with mayor. All these chidushim. Isn't this amazing? I never thought about that. Is that the moment the only person would have saved Yosef from being sold, and the Nelu would have prevented Yaakov Avinu from being punished for 22 years being separated from his son, was Reuven. And why wasn't Reuven there to save? Why wasn't Reuven there to save Yaakov Avinu from being punished for his lack of Kibud Av? Because Reuven was being Oisek in Kibud Av. Pella, no? His being Oisek in Kibud Av is what triggered the punishment for Yaakov not being Oisek in Kibud Av. Hashem works in strange ways. It's like Hashem was telling him, I'm going to punish you. In hindsight, when you're going to look back, you're going to know for sure that this whole Maisa, that Yosef was sold and no one was there to save him, was because of Kibud Av. Reuven was Yosef in Kibud Av, and that is what triggered you being punished for not being Yosef in Kibud Av. Now, I wanted to say over today, there's a Pelik Or Chaim. I can't believe what the Or Chaim says. There's quotes in the Sefer we learned today from Rabbi Lieber. He says that a child has no obligation to give honor to his parents if his parents do not give honor to their parents. Isn't that a shocking thing? It's a shocking thing. That's what Or Chaim says this. If you have a child and the child witnesses that his father has no respect for his father, for his grandfather, so it's a halacha. It's a halacha. If you don't give respect to your father, the child has no obligation to give respect to his father. If the father calls the grandfather by his first name, the father calls his father Mike, then according to the Or Chaim, the grandson can call his father Jack. If Jack calls his father Mike, then the grandson can call his father Jack. That's what he says. It's totally zeh b'zeh. Over here you have something very interesting, again, that the Maisa of Kibud Av of Reuven is what triggered the punishment of not giving honor to your father. How could that be? You would say a Maisa of Kibud Av should be the cause of someone suffering for not? And the answer is yes, exactly. What better? What better would be the spark that would cause someone to be punished for not giving honor to their father. And then the action, because it's Me'oirer. It's Me'oirer. Here Reuven, especially according to Or Chaim, Reuven is coming now to give kavod to Yaakov. Yaakov, you deserve that Reuven should give you honor. Where is the honor that you showed for your father? Why do you, Yaakov, deserve? I'm telling you what Or Chaim says. Or Chaim says that if you don't give cover to your father, you cannot expect your child to give cover to you. So over here, Reuven is giving cover to Yaakov. He's coming, he's abandoning everything that he's doing, and he's coming to be his shamish, to be with him, to take care of all of his needs on this day. And wait, why is Yaakov entitled that his son should give him honor when Yaakov did not honor his father for 22 years? So it's a kitroik. And that kitroik is now triggering, oh, the time has come when you have to be punished for not giving honor to your father for 22 years. Yosef, your son, is now going to be taken away from you. I think there's something, there is devarim begav. That means inside. There are hidden matters in this pasuk. All right, so here the Dovrach, another interpretation. Also, koya besaka uvitanisa el shabilbel yitzue aviv. He was busy with his sackcloth and with his fasting because he mixed up the bed of his father. Now, wait a minute. Mixing up the bed of his father was also an inyan of kibud av. Now, let's see Targum. Targum over here says, v'savu vein liguba ruv, return to the pit. V'holes yasev bigubo, he was down in the pit. V'zayos livu shoyi, he ripped his clothing. Okay, he ripped his clothing. Next pasuk. Vayashav, where are we up over here? Okay, next. Vayashav el Achav, he returned to his brothers. Vayomar, Hayeled einenu, the Yeled is no longer. Vani, I, Ruvain, Ono Aniva, where am I going to go? Now, by the way, he calls him a Yeled. How old is he? Yosef here at this point is 17 years old. Do you still call the 17-year-old boy a yeled? I guess so. Ono niva, ono evrach mitzaroi shav, where am I going to run from the pain of my father? What does the Targum say? V'sov itlvos achoyhi. V'amar uleima, the uleima leisoi, the uleima, the young man, the yeled is no longer. V'ano le'on ano osei, where will I go? Right, it doesn't say like Rashi. Rashi is more elaborate. Where will I go to escape the pain of my father? And what is over here? What is over here in the Targum? It says here. Let's see if it says. No. Okay. Nothing here. And let's see what it says over here. If there's anything over here. Pasuk Lamed. Ulema. Targum Yaluhuravya Aval Kevan Shahoya Ben Shvaisre Shana Targum Kilu Kosov Naar. Very interesting law. So therefore this attack of problem is it's not the right word. The correct word for a yeled would be a ravya. Not in an alam, in ulema. Ulema is for a nar. Vihu Nahar. Yosef in the beginning of the parish is called a Nar, not a Yeled. So L'chor, it's not the right word. So the time over here is doing something, is making a Chiddush. Even though the Pasuk is Yeled, we're calling him a Nar. All right, we go now to the next Pasuk. We go now, Pasuk 31. Vayichu es kesonis Yosef, they took the kesonis of Yosef. Vayishchatu sirizim, they slaughtered a he-goat. A goat of an ace. Vayitbulues hakutoines badam, and they dipped the kutoines es hakutoines badam. They dipped the kutoines in blood. Okay, so what happened over here in this pasuk? Rashi says sirizim damay damel l'shaladam. Okay, so now they're going to make believe that he was killed, and they need to go put on. They need to do a cover up. So the cover was they took the blood of a goat, because a goat blood is similar to human blood. Hakesoines zeh shema k'shi devuka l'tev acheres k'mo kesoines Yosef kesoines kasten kesoines bal nokud kesoines. So it says kesoines. So what's it when it's connected kesoines bad? Here's es v'ikru es kesoines. Vayitvlu es hakutones badom, hakutones badom. So what's he trying to say over here? Over here it's not somuch, and therefore what? What's he coming to? Is zeh shema, she's nevukal, tevacheres, going, kesonis Yosef, kesonis pasim, kesonis bad. And maybe it means that there's no dat. Maybe it means that over there when Yosef. This is samuch. These two words go together. Kisoynes Yosef. They go the male. I think what it means to say over here is that there's no dat in the tov. There's no dat in the tov. But when you put the word stands on its own, then it's kutones. Then there's a dat. Is that what it means to say? I'm not sure. Okay, what does it say over here in the Targum? Unisivu they took yoski tuno, the Yosef, unichisu they slaughtered. The word nechisu means to slaughter. Tzifir bar. A bar means wild, I believe. What does it say over here in the English? A bar means a male, no, it means a male goat. Bar means a male. A tzifir, a goat that's male. Ize, wait, what's all these words here? Tzifir bar, they slaughtered a goat. I guess it means the word tzifir means it means male. Tzifir bar ize. It means a male goat. Ize is a goat. Tzifir means a male. The white male. Utevalu yoski tuna bidama, and they dip the kesoynes in the blood. Okay, says Yosef. Vayishchatu si'ir izim. Si'ir is translating to be a tzifir. A si'ir turns into a tzifir. Vayitlu es hakutones badam, the kituna bidama. All right, there's got to be some insight over here. Let's go to the videotape. Pasuk 31. Lamed Aleph. What does it say over here in Pasuk Lamed Aleph? It says, Tzifir. Ze targum seir hazochor. All right, that's basically it. Seir and its Tzifir mean a male. A male goat. Why a male goat? The blood has to be similar to human blood. Why males? Female. I don't know. Maybe that's what they can find. That's what they had. Is there something to dig on this? I don't know. All right, next pasuk. Vayishalchu es kesenes apasim. They sent it. Vayaviu el avihem. They brought it to their father. Vayemur. And they said, Zois mot son, this is what we have found. Hakerno. Please recognize or recognize now hakesoines bin chahi imloy. Is this the tunic of your son or not? Rashi pasuk lamabez. There is no Rashi. Targum says v'shalochu yos ki tuno defasei. They sent the kesoines pasim v'isiu levas avu. They brought to their father v'amaru. They said do ashkachna. This is what we have found. Ishte moda. What is that word? Ishte moda. Recognize it. Zosma, so ishtimoda. English. Ishtimoda, please identify it. Is that what it means? Ka'an means now. Identify it, no. Haker, no. Targum, always translates the word no to mean now. Rashi always translates the word no to mean please. This is a continuous machloikis between the Targum and Rashi, the translation of the word no. Just like kach no, es bincho es yichidcho asher haftes yitzak v'lech lecha, ein no ele l'shon bakosha, or the word no means now. They send the son of Zosman, haker no, recognize now. Hakesoynes, the word for haker, it's a very nice word, ish te moda. Ishtimoda means recognize. Ka'an means now. Hakituna divrochi imloy. Let's see what it says over here in the Targum. The Targum on 32. Targum 32 says, Ishtimoda v'chein b'tag b'loshon ha'kora. Recognition b'chol mokam v'hu loshon yidiyo v'nimsa gam b'loshon ha'kosev u l'nami moda. Okay, I have to go look that up. Tunamidu was a moda. Okay, what does it say over here in this sefer? In this sefer, it says, Ishtu moda ka'an, perish atagam ka'an, v'hu b'meshamu, im yoimar, she'ein zek, kesenes b'no, Hey Muchanim Lelich Lavakshe, Rimsach Lahaki Achuk de Lamar, Lamayasu. Okay, that's pretty simple. That's all he says over here. Let's go back to the Seir Izim. Seir Izim is Ben Shana, Seir Ben Shtayim. Kol Shana Shnio Hinikra Seir. Seir is. It's Seir Izim Ben Shana, Seir Ben Shtayim. Kol Shana Shnio Hinikra Seir. The Rambam says this. Let's go back to the previous pasuk. The previous pasuk, it says they took a Seir. And the Seir, it does not, it says Seir Izim. So Seir Izim means within its first year. Whenever the two words go together, he says, it means a baby. Seir Izim and Shana Seir Ben Shtayim. Kol Shana Shnehu Nikra Seir. So whenever you have the two words together, it means it's within its first year. All right. Next pasuk. Now we go to the next pasuk. The pasuk says over here, Vayakiro Vayomer. Yosef says, Yaakov recognized it. Vayakiro. He recognized it. Vayomer. And Yaakov said, Kesoines bini. Indeed, this is the descendants of my son. Chayoro acholosu. A wild, chayoro, an evil. An evil chaya. Okay, is that interesting? Calls an evil. Savage beast. A savage beast, acholosu. Toroif, toiraf, Yosef. Yosef has been ripped apart. Okay, let's see what we'll say with Rashi. Rashi, vayomek son is be, he's oh. This is it. Chayor, an evil chaya, acholosu. Achalos, acholosu. Acholosu. Okay, acholosu. Baruch Hashem, where I daven, if I lain, and I don't say one little teeny dot correct, there's a guy there that will give me Gehenna. He has statistics for me. Every week that I lain, he has statistics. How many words I mispronounced, how many drops I missed. He gives me the business. This guy, he mamish, he... This week, the first thing, this last week I lain, something happened that never happened before. He corrected me on something that was not a mistake. And he admitted it, that it was a mistake. The correction was a mistake. This never happened before. Shechiyonu v'kimonu v'giyonu l'azman hazeh. Okay, v'yakiro yevayim v'gisad v'chayir v'achol v'torah v'yosef. Pasuk 33, chayir v'anim nitz nitzla boy. Over here, Rashi over here says, a chayir, who's the chayir o'ah? Meir, who's the chayir o'ah? You know who the chayir o'ah is? You got it. How do you know that? How do you know it's mamish what it is? Mamish, because Potiphar, Eishes Potiphar, and who was Osnas? Osnas bas Potiphar, the daughter. So the Chayora is the Shviga. Mayor, this is Mam, this is the name of Yosefer. The name of Yosefer is going to be called the Chayora.
No, Zulika.
It's mamish. This is gold. It was gold. It was Kedai, the whole shit, just to come across this. Nitz nitza by Ruach HaKodesh. What's the word nitz nitz? Nitz nitza. What does that word mean? Let's look in English. I don't know what that word means. It says the spirit of prophecy was enkindled. Enkindled. You ever hear that word before? I heard the word kindled.
Yeah.
I never heard the word en.
It's like an e-book.
I never heard the word en. Enkindled. This is a word from the 18th century. Whoever writes such a word today was enkindled.
Yeah.
What's the enkindled? This is like 18th century translation here. The Rashi here says nitz nitz like a nitzitz, a spark. Nitz nitza by Ruach HaKodesh. The Ruach HaKodesh was what? How would you translate it in modern day English? The Ruach HaKodesh. It was ignited, it was sparked, enkindled. The word "en" doesn't seem to fit in this generation. Soifoy shetiskore voy eishes potifar. Oh, the chayor o'os eishes potifar.
And who did Yosef end up marrying? Potiphar's daughter. They raised her. Osnas. Osnas bas Potiphar. So Eishes Potiphar was mamish the shviga. V'lama lo yigidu lo yekosh baruch. Why did Kosh Baruch not reveal to him? Lefi shecherimu v'kilu es kol mi shigale. Because the shvatim, the kindalach, they made a cherem and they cursed es kol mi shigale, anyone that would reveal the secret to Yaakov, what they had done, v'shitfu l'HaKadosh Baruch Hu imohem. Pella, what does that mean exactly? They cursed Hashem, Chas V'Shalom? Hashem was part of it, was the Pashutif in this? I mean, this whole thing is very, very, very difficult to understand. That's why a person wrote a sefer called Pshuta Shel Nikra. Because sometimes the Rashi is so difficult, you want at least have a pshat in the pasuk. So Rashi is Kodesh Kodashim, but sometimes you want a pshat, the Pshuta Shel Nikra. And that is wrong, because even though you don't understand it, that's not getting involved in this. How did he know then? If no one was allowed to reveal such, how did he know? Aval Yitzchak Yudeshuchai. Omar, but Yitzchak says, Hey Ach Agale, how can I reveal the HaKadosh Baruch Hu Eino Reitzel Legaloi Sloi? This Rashi, you know, you could read this in elementary school and just memorize it and don't think about it. But if you think about it, the questions are extremely difficult. Let's finish up. What does it say with the Targum? The ish te moda'a, recognition. Yaakov says yes. Vayakiruhu, vayakiro. He recognizes it. Vamani says, kituna divri. This is the ketonis of my son. Chaisa vishta, a bad, an evil chaisa, a cholase, has eaten up my child. Consumption. Miktal Ketil Yosef. Now look at this translation. That's not what it says. It says in the pasuk, Toroif Toiraf Yosef. Yosef was ripped apart, was torn. Now just because you're torn, it doesn't necessarily mean you're dead. And even if you are dead, the pasuk is not describing death. It's describing his body was ripped to pieces. Oh, what happens when someone's body is ripped to pieces? Figure it out. It means he died. But the pasuk did not say the words that he was dead. Yet, the Targum Onkelos translates the words Toroif Toiraf Yosef. He's dead. Miktal Kitil Yosef. He was killed. That's a quantum leap to jump to that translation. And when you have something like that, that's why we got the book. And the book's going to tell us what it really means over here. 33. Lamed Gimel. What does it say over here, Lama Gimel? It says here, Miktol Kitil. Horoi Karug. Trefa Rogilunkalis Latagi Mesherish Tevar Lashon Shavira. A trefa means, it's not the right word, it means Tevar, means to break. Shavira. Avul Oz Perusho Lashon Chatifa. Shoid Nisha Nitraf the Chayim Avuloi Loch Yamin. It's the life. He's not answering the question. This is not an accurate translation. It's really amazing. The more you learn Targum, the more you learn that you know, sometimes Rashi makes metaphors. But the Targum, he has quite a chiluk in this. Let me see what's over here, 33 in this sefer. It says Toraf Toraf Miktol Ketil Yosef Harok Harok Yosef B'Shom B'Kam Estergim List Trefer Tavir. The Pereshav is saying that he Inyan Trefer Who Mashay Shachaya Shaveres Mishibishinah. Hamash Kosar Rambam Milchay Smachal Zachur Is a Trefer Amur Rabbi Toral He Shat Trefer Is Shachaya Shat Trefer Shachaya Hayar B'Shav Raisa Not the Salamus Adai LeMesa Amkan Kavonas Akosi Shemeis Lachinigim Kavonosai. The title he was translated the Kavona. And what does it mean? Ishta moda ka'an, perish. Now we did those previous ones. Okay, that's it. So we learned today a few little things. We learned a chiddush on the word toreif taraf. That's a chiddush. We learned a chiddush in this pasuk of when it says haker no. No means now. And a very nice translation of ishta moda. Okay, and then we learned over here because Kesonis Yosef What do we learn over in this pasuk? It's Sefir Bar. It means a male. It means a male. That was a nice chiddush. And the Yeled, we learned the chiddush that the Yeled means an ulema. A Yeled is not a Yeled. It does not mean which should be not an aravia, but it means an ulema. That was a nice thing. And the bar.
And the shviga.
We learned about the shviga. And we learned about the chiddush is that Yaakov Avinu was punished for 22 years. And what triggered the punishment? An act of kibbutz avoim. He was punished for not doing kibbutz avoim. And what was the trigger? And we learned that over here, the Zemlin
Yosef. Kibbutz avoim
Ruvain. The kibbutz avoim Ruvain. Okay, what else we learned over here? Nimkarenu, that was yesterday already. Okay, so we learned a few things. It was very worthy. Thank you very much for coming. It was a very good time spent. Very worthy. Have a wonderful night. Ablaza, thank you very, very much for learning with me. If you wouldn't come, Laza, me and Mayor we would just schmooze away. You save us.
About.
I have a good story for you. Listen, Mayor, you're going to love this story. Mayor, you want to hear this story? Ablaza, I don't want to keep you. If you want to, I'll tell you a story. I just went to Menachem Avil. So he said over a story. I went to Menachem Yanofsky. You know who Yanofsky was? He was the principal of Mechon.
I heard the name. Who was he?
He was the principal of Mechon. He was a Chaim Berliner. He was a tough person. He was a very tough person. I remember him very well. I used to talk to him sometimes. And he was sick. His children are very chashva children, the Yanofskys, whatever. So many years ago, in the time of Rav Hutner, Chaim Berlin had Kimar.
Tonight is your side. Tonight
is your side. Okay, so Chaim Berlin had Kim Morris, Chves, in the mountains, some of the old Kim Morris were burnt down or whatever it was. So his school, or Beis Yaakov, was going to use the camp for a Shabbaton, like they do today. So they told them, so who told them? So the Beis Yaakov, he was working for the Beis Yaakov. So the Beis Yaakov told Yanofsky, the one who died, you know, Chaim Berlin, they're very good people. We like them. We love Chaim Berlin. But when you go there for Shabbos, to Kimaris, kasher the kitchen before you use the kitchen. Okay? Kasher the kitchen. Then they come there, and if Aaron Schachter spoke to Yanofsky, oh, you're coming here to use the kitchen. You have a Shabbaton here. You're going to be taking over the here, you know, we love the Beis Yaakov. We love everyone here. But do me a favor, when you finish the Shabbaton, kasher the kitchen. So then, Rav Chodman met Yanofsky, and he said to him, "Tell me, I heard that you were supposed to you're supposed to kasher the kitchen before, and after." I don't know how he knew this. Rav Hudna asked Yanofsky, I heard that you wanted to kasher the kitchen before, and my people, my chevra, told you that when you leave, you should kasher the kitchen after. The kasher before and kasher after. So he said to Yanofsky, Yitach, kasher the kitchen before and after? So Yanofsky said, no, we didn't do anything. We didn't obey anyone's orders. We didn't kasha before, and we didn't kasha after. So Afuna said, that, I don't know if it's like in Yiddish, it's probably something, I didn't think you were such a fool.
Then what?
I guess, Afuna says, he asked, did you or did you not? I heard that Achsach HaKol.
Yeah, I think that.
So he told him, so he said to him, we didn't do anything. We didn't kasha before. And we didn't kasha after. Avuna says, I said to him, I thought you were smarter than that. What does that mean exactly?
No. That means that Avuna said, I didn't think you were such a fool that you would kasha before and after.
No. I think Avuna then was, you shouldn't trust us because Taka, it's not kosher. And we also don't trust you. You should basically should have done what they told you. Because our kitchen is probably not kosher. And I got to hear the story again.
What kind of idiot would you be? Spend the time before kashering and after kashering?
Yeah.
I didn't think you were such a fool to do it both before and after. Of course.
I don't know.
By the way,
yeah.
Lubavitch, when they go into a, let's say, a tuna factory, after the OU or after the Satma or whatever, they cash in the kitchen.
They do cash in the kitchen.
They do kasher even whatever has gone to come.